Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Authorities in Humboldt County are turning up the heat on their search for a fugitive, a man they say is wanted for murder. 33-year-old Benjamin Carter is no longer considered a person of interest in the murder investigation of Zach Chapman. He is a wanted suspect. Judge John Feeney has signed a warrant for Carter's arrest, a warrant that comes with a bail set at over $1 million, and anyone with information as to Carter's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. He is an adult white male, 6'3", 185 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Melinda Carter, Ben's wife, has already been arrested for arson, conspiracy, accessory to murder, and vehicle theft. The Carters are suspected of killing Chapman, setting his trailer on fire, stealing his truck, and dumping the body in the Eel River. Ben Carter is considered armed and dangerous, and if you do see him, you are encouraged to call 911. The mystery deepens, and Humboldt County authorities try to piece together the fate of a missing radio announcer from Garberville. 39-year-old Jacqueline Sullivan was last heard from February 20th by her family. They are concerned because they say she has serious medical issues, but now police have determined that she or someone else used her ATM card in Coalinga. Authorities say she texted her landlord that she was moving and then cleaned out her things from her apartment. She's had no contact with her family, and the ATM card was used March 11th. She was last seen in a gray Toyota Tacoma pickup truck with a shell. The sheriff's office is also looking for 45-year-old Paula Sue Darling of Phillipsville. She's accused of attacking a 66-year-old man with a pitchfork, leaving him with wounds to his forearms and scratches to his face. Darling is an adult white female, 5'5", 145 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. Darling is wanted for domestic violence and assault with a deadly weapon. Students from South Bay Middle School are trying to make a little history by knowing something about history. The man with that story, Dan Squire.
In more positive news, 12 students from South Bay Middle School are on their way to Riverside today to compete in the State History Day competition. Students who competed locally to earn their way to state. The students put together projects using primary sources on the theme of rights and responsibilities in history in an effort to win $800 scholarships awarded by the County Office of Education. Three of those scholarship winners were from South Bay: 8th grader Derek Carver Dodgen, 7th grader James Wicker, and the team of Sage Stanton and Ryan Citro Huff. All 12 students will participate in the state competition to get a chance to advance to the national championships in June. The students also performed fundraising efforts to cover the cost for the trip, funds matched by local business sponsors.
You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A Humboldt State University group is trying to help low-income and first-generation college students, their way of honoring three victims of the fatal bus accident 2 weeks ago. The HSU Advancement Foundation is raising money for scholarships in the names of three counselors who died in the crash on Interstate 5. One scholarship honors Arthur Arzola, the counselor responsible for recruiting students to Humboldt State. The other scholarship is in the names of Michael Myvett and Madison Haywood. They were Humboldt State graduates and also chaperones on the fatal bus trip. They were recently engaged. The foundation has pledged $20,000 in matching money for the scholarships. The group has been raising money this week, and the campaign ends tomorrow night. For more information, call 826-5101. A Washington State man has pled guilty to federal hate crime charges that involve the death of a Eureka man. David Joey Peterson, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, pled guilty to the federal charges and connection with the death of an Oregon teen and an Eureka, Reginald Clark. Peterson had said he killed Clark because he was black. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.